John and Scotta, AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
Santa Claus. All right, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is podcast number 40, part two, with John and Scott and special guest Professor Tom from Kinky Sex Radio.
Listening to that Zydeco music, man.
Yeah.
The problem with you Yankees, you put your emphasis on the wrong syllable.
What?
Wow.
The problem with the Yankees, you put your emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Oh, okay, I got it now.
Right. There wrong syllable.
The
wrong
emphasis syllable. On the wrong syllable.
The emphasis.
The emphasis.
The emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Emphasis.
That's that. That's that crappy Zydeco you got there. I have to get you some good type. That's that tourist Zydeco we sold you. We got that with a t-shirt, did you? Now I sound like...
Rick gave me this stuff, so...
And what we learned from...
I think we got this at the airport on the way out.
Yeah, that's where you get this. It's a compilation. Zydeco Madness, Volume 20.
From Professor Tom, over the break, we had an extended break, is that he is from New Orleans, and
Nolens.
Even Yankees say it that way. It's kind of like...
How do you say it?
New Orleans.
It right. It's New Orleans... But you say it quickly, so it's New Orleans.
New Orleans.
But then the Yankees go, Nolens. You're like, no.
Nolens.
But it's like New trying Orleans. To speak Haitian French. You're never going to nail it. Just say New Orleans or New Orleans. Don't try and imitate us, because it just annoys us.
I know. That's...
You know what I mean? It's like if I said pop. Hey, can I have a pop, you guys, at Chicago Dog? You know, it annoys you. You're like, quit it. Just talk like you're going to talk.
New Orleans.
Nolens.
That's fine. New Orleans.
New Orleans.
No, Rick used to
New
correct
Orleans.
Me. I'd say New Orleans, and he'd say, no, you say Nolens.
You know what? Harry Shearer is from New Orleans. He says New Orleans.
Yeah.
That's the uptown, the very rich white person way of saying it, New Orleans. New Orleans, you'll hear from some middle class and lower class, generally African Americans on the eastern side of the city. New Orleans is sort of the redneck white guy. Y'all going down to New Orleans this weekend?
Nolens.
I'll be by there for 7 with your mom and him. You know that?
All right, let's just call it NOLA. Then.
NOLA's fine.
NOLA.
You know, I'm amazed people don't know that's New Orleans, Louisiana.
There you go.
We write that. We write NOLA in our zip code. So I wrote NOLA 70-70130. That was my... And people, what is that? New Orleans, Louisiana. NOLA.
So Professor Tom hails.
I was asked to
from
play
NOLA.
In a
no,
Zydeco
actually, I'm
band.
From Birmingham, Alabama.
Birmingham, Alabama.
Originally from Birmingham, Alabama.
How long were you in NOLA?
Oh, off and on, decade and a half.
Decade and a half. That's 15 years to you
years.
And me, John.
In Yankee speak, no. that's how we talk. We convert everything to decades. Do that when you go down to New Orleans. We love that.
I've had too many wines.
I've only been in NOLA once, John. How many times have you been there?
Douay?
That's it? I thought you were more than that. Just Douay.
Rick has been there 17 times.
17?
Yeah.
All right.
17 then. Times.
But how long was he there each time?
Each time, anywhere from a couple days to weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I wouldn't count the couple of days, but that's okay.
But right, you know, he took us all to the same places we've been before. Jean Lestat's, is that the name of the place?
Jean Lafitte.
Lafitte, that's
Lafitte.
Jean Lestat.
Jean
I'm
Lestat
thinking of the vampire.
Jean Lestat, played by Tom Cruise.
Jean Lestat.
And that was one of his
I
best roles.
I want to suck your dick. I mean blood.
Opinion. Because he...
I want to suck your dick. I mean blood.
The Brad Pitt, you know
that's
what I'm saying?
That's every straight girl's fantasy date, is that interview with the vampire, buddy.
Oh,
they
really?
They like it. Oh, yeah, yeah. You kidding?
God damn.
Matter of fact, on my kinky quiz I brought for you guys, there is a question.
Yeah.
Fits in that somewhere on here. I was looking through it.
All right, before we get into the total kinky sex, total talk nonsense segment...
Sorry about the buzz.
Kinky talk sex nonsense.
I either read or heard somewhere that Punky is planning on coming in July. Can somebody verify that
I
for
read
me?
The same thing.
You read it. Where did you read it?
And this is the... where did I read it?
Yeah.
Here, wait a minute.
I read it on your
I
forum.
I got an idea.
Oh, did you?
I'm going to reach out to... I did, too. I read it on the forum, too. I'm going to reach out to the Websters and see if we could hook up a gig. And maybe Tom, Professor Tom, and... his partner or something could get together, because Pauly B does stand up.
He does.
And we could do a whole huge show.
Like a Lollapalooza.
Like I'll do fire eating.
There we go.
Really?
At the Abbey or something. We could put on a big, giant show.
Big, giant show.
Is it too loud?
No, it's gone.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
completely?
Yeah, my headphones are kind of muddying out. I can still
technical
hear
difficulties.
Good. Hang on,
technical
maybe
difficulties.
Something. Wait,
technical
I got
difficulties.
It. It's fixed. It's fixed.
Oh, it's fixed.
It's some little short in the wire
I stepped
here.
It was on
his
the cord.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Nice.
So no, we'll do a show, you guys, and alcohol.
Shut up, Scott. I work really hard and sweat my fat ass off to get this shit set up.
Professor Tom can...
Oh, you know Dominion plays bass.
She does.
She is a bass guitar.
Oh, so, you know, if you brought her, we could have a total jam.
You know, next time.
Scott's a really good singer.
And guitarist,
that'd be kind of cool. She could sit on a couple of tunes.
Scott's a really good singer.
And a guitarist, John.
Scott's a really good singer.
Rhythm guitarist. Uh-huh. All right, then.
The rhythm method is about all he practiced when it comes to rhythm.
And it wasn't very effective. All right, so then we need to finalize with those guys when they're coming out. Verify when they're coming out.
Well,
so
you
we
saw
can...
my post. I said, look, I've got inflatable mattresses and floor space.
No
it's
doubt.
It's not much, but I mean, I'll gladly put them up, show them around the whole night.
That might be a possibility because it's closer to the city for them, and I think they would...
And have a shower.
Because they would have to stay here because both of us are going to be under construction at that time.
Well, my place is about this size.
But
perfect.
Also, here...
But I've got a shower.
They have... they can walk to the Metra, and they can pretty much get anywhere.
Right.
And from your place, they can get on a train
it's
and go anywhere they want.
Especially... Well, also, from my place in Rogers Park during the summer, there's a ton of stuff going on already.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, we got neighborhood barbecues. I'm doing a crawfish boil.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
June
man.
Or July, I'm going to do. I've got a couple friends from Baton Rouge who are here doing improv classes, so I'm going to bring them up, and we're going to do a Yankee crawfish boil.
John, I'm thinking TTN remote.
Yeah.
Crawfish boil. Huh?
TTN.
No, you guys should play there.
Yeah.
Oh, we should do that too.
Acoustic sets or something. We should do it and like get together, and I'll do fire eating. I'll juggle something. And then we'll kind of pass some instruments around, but you guys could be the
That's
band.
That's a great idea.
No doubt. Sets.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
And if we can time it with Punky, then we could also have some punk rock acoustic sets. We could have Pauly B host. But I think we should set that up at a bar.
You fucking septics.
Wait a minute.
Fucking septics.
Have you heard us?
Huh?
Play?
I've heard the track you guys played on your show. Yeah.
What are you talking about, dude? We're fucking awesome.
We kick ass, man.
You got to be fucking
no doubt.
Play the best.
No, we are incredible.
You know?
Look at all the kangaroo cord flyers, and that's only like 1/1000th of them.
I
Rick
thought it
brought
sounded
over.
Great, the one I heard.
Thanks, man.
The track I heard sounded incredible, yeah.
Wait till you see the video podcast, though. You'll see the real stupidity between when Scott calls me out. Hey, man, I noticed something. Whenever you say I fuck up, you fuck up within...
The next song.
Well, you said something like
whatever,
shortly,
John,
shortly thereafter.
Right. Whenever you call me out and say, what the fuck, man... I know my shit. Why don't... Because, you know, I fuck up or whatever.
I don't say
and
that.
And then the very next song, it's guaranteed that John will fuck up. But I don't say anything. I don't say... I just try to offer support.
Scott.
That's what I do.
I've been playing drums for, whatever, 20-some years. You've been playing bass for 2?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, so?
So I'm just calling it out to give you constructive criticism.
Oh, yeah, real
Why
constructive.
Why are you getting so hurt?
Real constructive. Hey, man, I come prepared. When are you going to come fucking prepared? Is that constructive view, Professor Tom?
Wait a minute. Okay, then we got to start recording every practice so everybody can hear you go, oh, no, I got it up here, man.
Yeah, it's
no,
up here.
No, take some notes, Scott. No. You see that list behind you there, Tom?
All right, we're getting off comment.
You see that?
I feel like I'm doing couples therapy here.
Monday and Thursday, and he doesn't take it with him.
Yeah, I definitely feel like I'm doing marriage counseling.
I'm upset. Right.
I've got my little pen out.
So
I'm
Punky,
taking notes.
Punky and alcohol, maybe they're coming out in July because we've all read that. But we don't know.
Well, now they have to, right?
Because they have to now.
The Total Talk Nonsense Army.
The Gauntlet.
Knows about it.
Right.
Yes. Yes!
The legions of fans.
All right, now, Professor Tom, you brought in a quiz for us. But before we get to that.
The whiz quiz.
I'm really having trouble speaking here.
You are. You drunk bastard. Here's Professor Tom, who does not chemically enhance himself in any way
whatsoever
that we know of.
With us, two mentals. All right, so.
Unarticulate child left behind mentals.
Let me tell you, I doubt, like, I've listened to Professor Tom.
Taking my shoes off.
Mistress Dominion, Kinky Sex Radio. But before he came in, I wanted to listen to him right in a row, all of them, all the podcasts. So I downloaded them, and my iPod went kaput, right? Remember?
Yeah.
All right, I got to tell this really quick story. I went to an Apple store today. I brought my iPod in, and I said, hey, I can't get it into disc mode. And thank you. And he was like, what?
Wait a minute. Into this mode or disc mode?
Disc mode. And thanks to all you people on the forum who tried to give me advice, but I could not get it into disc mode. So I took it into the Apple store, and I said, I can't get this fucking thing into disc mode. Help me out.
Fuck you!
So the guy took it and he said, yeah, your hard drive is shot. Here, I'm going to give you a new one. He gave me a brand new one. And now my warranty is good until March 2007. So that's totally cool.
That's
so
what you said already in the last podcast.
Did I already say that?
You told the story already.
Did I say this story
Holy
already?
Fuck.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. The Genius Bar you're talking about.
Hello.
Your name really? Was next.
All yeah. right. I apologize for the repeating that story. All right, so then. So I wasn't able to listen to all of KinkySexRadio.com, but I did listen to 1 through 6 at home, right straight through. Straight through, John.
Just don't
straight
do it again.
Through. And what the hell was I going to say?
I don't know. This is a good story. I like that.
God damn.
Oh, here's what I. So in the now. Professor Tom, you did like a...
Are you Italian?
You did your first and second one out of order, right?
Yeah, the very first one. So we did episode 0000.
0000.
And then 0001.
But you broadcast 0001 first? Or how did that go?
No, we recorded 001 first. What first. Is, we did it, we sat down, we said, okay, we've done our pre-show stuff, we think we got enough topics, let's see how long this goes. Can we do a half hour, or do we need to do a two-hour format? Kind of part of the just figuring out the podcasting.
Part of the night.
We sat down, we did about 40 minutes, we liked it. We said, okay, that's awesome, pox it, done, cut, print, check the gate, moving on. And then we let some friends hear it to get a little feedback within the community. Because one problem you've got, if you do a show that's tech, or kinky sex, or car talk, or whatever. People feel passionately about their hobbies, and they'll correct you, and you got to be careful about your facts, and some things are opinion, some things are medical, blah, blah, blah. So we wanted to kind of vet it, you know, see what happens. And they were asking a lot of stuff like, what's a podcast? What's, you know, I'd like to hear, you say Mr. Dominion's a professional.
Wake up, Scott.
I'm awake.
You say Mr. Dominion's a professional, but you don't talk about her background at all. You don't qualify her as a professional. So
gotcha.
We went back and we did an episode about me, about her, about the podcast, and just a real general overview.
Don't touch it.
And then released them in the correct order, but recorded them out of order.
I see. All right.
Very weird.
Well, you know, I listened to 1 through 6, and you have told the story about how you got together, but I'd like you to repeat it here.
Oh, yeah. Essentially, I listen to a lot of tech podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a computer geek. So I was listening to This Week in...
Dignation?
Dignation. Actually, System, the other one Kevin Rose does, System, is the reason I'm podcasting. I've never heard of System.
Dignation. He makes fun of it all the time.
Yeah?
Kevin.
It's definitely a love
Not
it or hate
Kevin.
It kind of thing.
It's Alex.
Alex.
Is it Alex?
Alex
Who's
and Kevin.
Who's the guy who always laughs?
Probably Alex.
Yeah, it's Alex.
They crack each other up a lot, but
make water into plastic.
That's not bad, actually. It sounds like it.
It's not.
Well,
it's
Kevin
him.
Has a different video podcast.
Yeah,
it's System. It's how to hack things. And they did one on how to make
They're
a podcast.
Good. They
so
have
I was
that
watching
website
it.
dig.com, don't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a fun little website. But anyway, I said, oh, I can do this. And then, so what do? You know, now that you have the ability, what radio show should you do? Should I do something like Total Talk Nonsense? Or should I do something like, you know, a lot of stuff out there? So I decided, well, I have an interest in BDSM, bondage, underground community, etc. So I'll do that. So I put up an ad on a couple of bondage-friendly places that I frequented anyhow.
Websites?
Websites and also, like, private groups within the city of, say, New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
As people had moved out because of Katrina, I went and posted there and said, if anybody ends up in Chicago, give me a call. And I interviewed a lot of mistresses, or mistress I, or however you pluralize that. And I didn't like them. They weren't either they weren't nice, they were a little bitchy, or their voices were horrible, or they weren't interesting, dynamic people on the radio. And I met with Dominion at an IHOP or something near her house and instantly knew. Like, if she'd been the first person to walk in for an audition, that's it. Close the auditions. Done. We hit it off. We ended up talking for about 4.5 hours, which is great because the last thing you want on talk radio is no talking. I can always edit out if I get too talky. But I don't want dead silence ever. And we hit it off. She was really qualified. She's also, this doesn't really matter for radio, but for marketing, you have to look at the fact she's a very good-looking woman.
Sorry about that.
That does matter at some point in the future. So, yeah, she was just the perfect choice.
Well, that's hot, and that's very, like, what I'm saying about Professor Tom. This man has initiative. You know what I'm saying, John?
Yeah, we don't.
We don't.
We're the laziest fucks ever.
Here's how we got into it. We were practicing. And
I'm a hardware guy.
When we practice.
Oh, you guys have a nice, this is a nice studio.
We play a song, and then we chit-chat in between, and we play another song. And we said, well, let's podcast that. And we're a band, John. We're a band.
Yeah.
A Kangaroo Court. There's where the AKC comes from.
But the initial idea came from streaming the practices.
Streaming the practices.
And this is years old. This is an idea I had when I first started with getting on the internet and realizing that you could stream audio and video. And, yeah. And then I brought it up before you were even in the band, actually.
With Sternberg?
Yeah. And how would we do that? I don't know. You know, we need somebody who knows how to do that. So we asked Scott to play bass because we knew he could do that because he's a computer programmer.
Ah, right.
See? Okay.
I see. Very calculated on your part, then.
How very Dr. Evil of you.
So what our original idea was, we would just podcast our practices because we had this kind of jibber-jabber in between songs. But it, for whatever reason, it never worked out. I don't know why. Did we try it once? I can't remember.
Well, years ago when A Kangaroo Court, used to practice in my basement in the old house, I recorded every single practice. So, and nobody knew what was going on. Now, I got to run over to the PC, hit a button, and it's recording. I used to have next to my drums a little cassette recorder and just hit it, and nobody knew it was on. So every practice, nobody knew I was recording it. And then, you know, maybe months later, I'd listen to them back, and there was all this banter going on in between that was pretty goddamn funny. And we thought, God, wouldn't that be great? Later on, I thought, wouldn't that be great to do that as a podcast before I knew podcasting existed? Just have a website, stream the practices, advertise that we'd have to have some sort of a live feed, and stream it on the nights that we practiced. Man, I'm a little liquored up, man. Sorry. Anyway, so Scott sent me an article about podcasting, and that's how this came about. But we can't do it now because we get like kind of jacked up or something. As soon as we hit that button and see the shit going on while we're playing, we get all crazy and start sucking. And
You mean for our first video cast?
Yeah.
Well, no, the problem was I thought we were going to do Monday's list, and we ended up not even doing Thursday's list. Rick just started calling out songs, and I'm like,
no, we started Thursday.
No, we didn't. We didn't do Too Drunk to Fuck by the Dead Kennedys.
Oh, we didn't?
All right. So anyway, you'll see the video podcast later. Where it's going to be a while in the making.
Who cares? You should be fucking prepared for all that stuff.
Ah, fuck
that.
What
if we play a fucking gig? That's only 20 songs up there. We know like
you want to play a gig? Tell me when to show up and I'll be ready.
Okay.
So anyway, we recorded our video cast. We're going to try to get Spike and Rachel involved. We talked about that already. But the reason we got into it is we're going to record our practices, but for whatever reason, Rick never was really interested. So John and I started doing it, and then we just went off into this
Well, wait a minute.
Other kind of format.
to be fair, when we started this out last year, yeah, Rick wasn't really interested, but there was some things going on in the background.
Oh,
and
right.
You remember, right. You and I got in this big argument, and you wanted to smash my face in.
I did.
And Rick quit the band for a day, and then he came back, and he never really was into it because he's not sure what to say. He did one. He did two, actually.
He did the New Orleans, and then he showed up for the...
with the TP.
With TP, right.
Where we beat him up because he's a Bush apologist, which you didn't even know.
He does have a good voice, Rick.
Yeah, yeah. And he's pretty goddamn funny, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Because the shit that he was saying during the podcast, I was like, what the fuck is he talking about? But then when I listened to it again, I was like, oh, right, okay, that's pretty funny. What are you going to do?
Right.
All right, so now...
well, let's stop stepping over Professor Tom. Right. We had a great banter going on about
where
he came from.
We accidentally fell into it, right? And we're doing it.
Now, you're right.
But the difference is Professor Tom is calculated, and he's thinking. And he actually interviewed people to be on his... First of all, hold on. Wait a minute. Let's back up. Now, you said you came up with all these ideas, and then you settled on the kinky sex... what other ideas before kinky sex did you have?
No, I don't really want to go into too many of them because some of them have promise for the future.
So you might still do them.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm definitely going to launch at least three other podcasts.
Whoa.
As a producer.
This guy's
at the
busy.
End of this year. I may or may
damn.
Not be on all of them.
You need any radio talent?
Air, yeah, off the air, I'll talk to you guys about a couple of them. But basically, a couple of them I can't talk about because they're not at all. For example, the kind of thing you guys do, two or three people in a room, and you just get funny personality, interesting personalities together and talk about literally nothing, but it becomes something interesting.
Something.
You talk about movies or trivia or TV or what you did yesterday, and it becomes, you see this with Howard Stern, Adam Carolla, David Lee Roth, just classic sort of radio. That was an idea I had, but then sitting back, I had to kind of ask myself, why are people going to podcasting? Why do people chase the... Why are 2 million, 5 million, 18 million people downloading stuff off iTunes when it's difficult to do? It's a horrible interface. It's poorly designed. And I discovered it's because radio fucks some stuff up. Like music, for example. It's all corporate horror rock, and you can't hear anything interesting, so you go to another show.
Radio has no fucking clue
exactly
done.
What to do.
And deregulation, thanks a lot, Reagan. Deregulation means Clear Channel can own everything. So that
right.
leaves room for... There is no death metal channel. There is no punk rock state. There's no Latin disco channel. And there should be. And now with podcasting, there can be all this kind of stuff. And so I started looking at, well, what is it not answering for me as a need? I like NPR. I like AM radio. It's a little smarter than the Morning Zoo Crew stuff. And I have never heard anything like what I'm doing now. They can't do it legally. Even if you said penis and vagina and vulva and, you know, even in Latin, you're going to get FCC fines. So I decided to do a topic and tackle it as though I were on NPR AM radio, but without the FCC.
No doubt. Well, here's the other thing. And here's why I think that you... With coming up with Kinky Sex Radio, it's a niche. Is that how you say
it? You don't mind
it?
If we have yeah. your likeness
niche?
On our website, D?
No.
Niche.
I always thought it was niche.
Niche.
Nishki.
Nishki's
good.
I think what you and Punky have in common is you have these niche market.
Yeah.
Niche, where they're appealing to Punky, punk. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck I'm trying to say.
Punk rockers.
Punk rockers
or punks.
With some, you know, the English accents. That's hot, man.
That's awesome, especially
then,
considering the majority of iTunes audience is American. So it sounds really nice.
You got the Kinky Sex Radio, and I haven't seen any competitors to Kinky Sex Radio.
There are a couple of good podcasts out there.
I sent you one. I sent you a link for a, was it a German?
German, yeah.
German Kinky Sex Radio. It's the German version, but
Pain,
it's in German.
What was it called?
Pain and
Der Schmacken.
Der Schmacken.
Der Schmacken.
Pain and Der Schmacktards.
Pain and Der Schmacktard, yeah. Pain and Der Schwinkter.
But the thing that separates you and Punky from the rest is the intelligence. And like you said, you have that chemistry with Mistress Dominion. when I listen to it, I think you guys have known each other in your entire lives.
We honestly, what's amazing
that's what
is
it sounds
that
like.
We feel the same way. Like, we were talking the other day about this. When we come over, you're hearing 40 minutes of a three-hour conversation. We honestly, we do about an hour just chatting with each other to get warmed up. And she gets pissed because some of the best stuff she says is lost. She's like, oh, we should be recording this. And then we start the show, we do the show, and then we hang out for another 2 hours and just talk shit and have a good time. So, yeah, it's definitely, that makes it easy, though, because podcasting can be rather difficult. It gets in the way of your life. You know, doing 2 or 3 hours of show prep during the week or doing, you know, 40 minutes
of
time.
Oh, no, 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 no. This does not get in the way of my life. This is a part of...
You lying
this
bastard.
This is a part of my life.
But if you enjoy who you're podcasting with, then you... It's almost like you're working for a vacation. You know, if I get the show prep done, then, all right, we get to record. And it's
right.
Really, I look forward to it, you know?
Well, when we miss a podcast for whatever reason, like if John's out of town or I'm out of town... We jones, man. We start jonesing.
Yeah.
We're like, totally. We got to get back in the studio. We got to record some shit.
Yeah, you get addicted to it. And then the feedback you get, we've been really lucky. Because one thing Punky and Kinky Sex Radio have in common is in the punk and the BDSM, there's already an underground community. There's already zines. There's already forums. So there's already this hardcore devoted to the idea of what you're doing following. So we can...
Sorry. I'm taking pictures and you're being a douchebag.
I'm trying to be like Howard Stern. Does he have a picture like this? Oh. Where he looks like a total dweeb. Oh, where he's like attacking the mic. He's trying to... Yeah, so no doubt. I think, you know, and the thing with John and Scott is there's 100 John and Scotts.
I don't know.
There's
I think there's
lot.
100 pale imitations.
Well, thank you.
I don't
very
think
much.
There's 100.
He's just saying that because
no, no. Honestly, it's. I wasn't forced to come here. You know,
that's
I,
true.
I begged. I posted on the forums like, I want to be. Let me do it.
Come on, don't make me laugh and flurry now.
So, I mean, there's a lot of shitty two guy podcasts. Certainly,
that's true. I agree with that. Like Chicken Fry Radio. There's like
I haven't
eight
heard them.
Fucking
Are they
guys.
Bad? Yeah.
Oh, they're horrible. Horrible.
Horrible.
They got a good logo.
they do.
That's all
that
I know. That
is a good logo.
That is a good logo.
But with Kinky Sex, you got a big audience, but not a lot of competition. But if you did have a lot of competition, I think you'd rise to the top anyway. You've already explained how you've interviewed your partners. You came up with Mistress Dominion. And when we talk offline, you've got so many goddamn ideas. You're going to be a success in what you're doing.
Well, I think the nice thing about podcasting is if 12 people listen, I'm a success. Honestly, you know, the ball for what I was aiming for was so low that I'm just happy 20 people are listening. Anything above that is just gravy to me.
Hmm.
You know, I really just want to get this information out for my friends and have an archive of it. So when people ask me a question, as they do, well, in this area, now that I'm in Chicago, more to Dominion than me. In New Orleans, I was big in the scene and people would come to me for questions. Now, no one knows me. But now I can, instead of giving them an answer when I don't have time or sending them this long email, I can just send them episode 3 and be like, hey, we covered that. You know, here's episode
right.
6. Why don't you look up episode 7? And I've gotten a lot of email from people. I got one the other day from a guy who was new with his girlfriend, right? They're experimenting about what they like.
Mm-hmm.
He asked a question. We answered it on the air. And he told her about it. And so she listened to hear because it was cool. It was saying his name on the radio. And they don't know how big or how small our show is. They have
right.
no idea we're not broadcasting from the Tower of Power, WPIC.
We are.
Yeah.
WAKC.
50,000 watts. 50,000 watts up your sphincter.
Of genitalia.
Ah. They have no idea. So she thought, oh, that's cool. Well, it started a conversation. So I get this really nice email from this guy who's like, not only are you giving information on safety and protocol, but you're helping my relationship mature. Now, that's awesome that somebody would get some sort of life betterment. Does that make sense?
Here's the thing that separates it is from you from us is it's a form of education.
Right.
You're getting an
Wait
education.
A minute. We're like, educating people.
Yeah, you know, you're
educating
giving a
them
voice of dissent against
not,
the chimp in office.
Well, and
that's very important. In this
how
day
not
age.
To be stupid.
There's no
but
rules.
You're giving
no
a true
rules.
Education in the things that you're talking about, and those could be health-related issues or whatever.
Which
now,
I like the part about anal sex and not using the enema.
Yeah, that's because most of my family's medical, and there's still debate on this.
Right.
So I may, a year from now, be saying, no, no, you should do an enema. Because the nice thing about science, unlike religion, is that it changes its mind when new facts are presented.
Right.
And so a year from now, I may go, oh, wait, new study in. Turns out, no problem with enema. Knock yourself out.
The TV was obviously on.
Currently, the thinking is that it can reduce the amount of electrolytes that are stored in the colon there.
Right.
And if you're a very small person or you're a little weakened or sick, that could, in theory, be fatal.
Fatal. Oh.
So that's why I recommend either one, I'm against it, or if you have a fetish on it and you really want to do it.
Hold on.
When I was in drum corps, they used to have what's called new guy games, where they would like do a pink belly or a swirly or an enema, and somebody would jump on the bag.
Yeah. Now I can tell you right now,
never happened to me. I punched a guy right in the Adam's apple.
That's incredibly dangerous.
Yeah,
because
I know.
The walls of that area are so incredibly thin.
Somebody got really hurt.
Wow.
It was like hazing in college when I was.
Oh, that
could
easily be fatal, though.
It was an all male.
I have a question,
drum corps.
Professor Tom.
Oh,
if you had an option. Enema or penis, which would you stick up your ass?
Provide a shield over.
Which is safer?
Prevent us from harm.
Which is safer?
Yes.
I'm going to go with enema. I'm going to go with enema.
He's going to go with enema.
It depends. Either one, if properly done, as in medically done, are safe. For example, if you have a doctor performing an enema, then one, there's a reason, and the reason outweighs the risk. Like if you have a doctor that's giving you morphine, it's the risk of addiction versus the incredible pain.
So I, myself, decide I need an enema. That's probably not a good choice.
Yeah, you're going to want to. Now, this is also a fetish. So some people have, let's say, no choice in that they really get turned on by it. So in that case, I recommend, I say, look, just learn the risks. And then if you want to take risks, hey, you're a grown-up. You want to jump out of a plane with a parachute on your back? Okay, you know it's a risk. Go for it. But I felt bad being on the radio. I have to point out, look, That could be deadly.
Right.
You know, learn about it, then disagree with me. Go, well, I think Professor Tom's full of shit. I read a report, said it was fine. Because there are conflicting, that's why I say there's debate.
Well, for instance, blowing in your woman's coos when she's pregnant could be fatal.
Yeah,
how many people know that?
Yeah.
No doubt. Queefing,
it's
called.
Queef, yeah. Queef. I don't queef. Think it's... Is it queefing?
It's called a queef, yeah.
It is queef when they...
And the other one's felching. That's where you... You fire a load in someone's ass, and then you suck it out with a straw, right?
And then a snowball is where you return it.
Right.
Or a rusty snowball would be where you return it. A regular snowball is where she has it in her mouth and returns it.
Oh, that's gnarly.
A rusty snowball involves the ass.
All right, then. So
a bunch of gay guys are in a hot tub, and a big wad of jizz comes to the top, and somebody says, who farted?
Who farted?
Yeah, that's funny, the 14th time.
That's the anniversary of that
Have
joke.
I told that,
that joke?
One
that
before.
Joke's 5 years old. We need a little music for that. It's the 20th time.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Now, Professor Tom, you brought in a kinky quiz for us.
I brought in a couple of things. I got two things here.
Hold on. Now, before the kinky quiz, I got to tell you that I am not kinky whatsoever.
You know, I bet you are.
I'm not.
I think
I'm PVI, okay? Do you know what PVI is?
That, I heard that last week. That's penis vaginal intercourse.
That's right. That's all I'm about.
I like PSI, though. Not pounds per square inch, but you said penis sphincter
intercourse.
That was my favorite. PSI.
I'm all about oral. I like oral. Uh-huh. I'm about...
Scott is penis very anal intercourse.
I'm about intercourse. I'm about... Yeah, I can even go anal when John lets me. Other than that, like, for instance, I guess the kinkiest I've ever gotten is right after I got out of high school. I was with this girl, and we were naked, and she said, hey, I got this candle. I want to pour wax on your chest. And I was like, all right, let's see how that goes. And she did, and I was like, what the fuck?
The fuck is wrong with you, woman? That was my goddamn chest.
No shit. And that was as kinky as I've gotten.
Here's a question, because I have a theory that because our views on sexuality, particularly in this country, but the Western world, included here. Our views on sex are so warped. If you ever read the Kinsey Report, Professor Kinsey, 1950s, did a huge sampling of white Americans.
So Kinsey, keep in mind, didn't you do something on
you
Kinsey?
You see that movie?
I did. I love that movie because I don't have to explain who Kinsey is to everyone anymore.
Movie review.
Scott did a movie review on Kinsey, okay. Didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Did you read? Did you ever read the report?
The first book I ever read.
They were doing in the 50s.
Right.
Spanking, tied up, blindfolded, hot wax. Your grandma and granddad were as kinky as you are. Don't picture it.
Well, they used to have little books on sexology.
Yeah. But
little books.
I think we've always been a little. So if you're out there listening, you think, well, I'm not kinky. Well, have you ever, while doing whatever you do with your woman, grabbed her hair or held her down a little bit?
Well, didn't Kellogg.
Put your hand around her throat?
Didn't the Kellogg guy, the cereal guy, have a little getaway?
Oh, he
getaway?
Hated sex. He hated it. He invented Kellogg's Flakes because a vegetarian diet would lower the libido, in his opinion.
But I thought he
Which
had
not
like
true,
a,
but
I thought he had a like a retreat where people would go away to have
Happy's
sex.
Happyville or something like that.
Yeah, and he like fingered two broads at the same time.
I don't know about that part.
Oh.
But I know that
was
he
in the
hated,
movie.
He developed cornflakes to lower your sex, which is funny because a vegan diet, if anything, would increase your sexuality, your libido. Eating a lot of meat, having a lot of weight,
oh,
these things
I'll
lower
tell you
erections.
What. I did the Atkins diet like 2 years ago. I lost like 40 pounds, gained it all back. But anyways, I wanted to bang my wife every 10 minutes. My cock was so hard, I could pound a railroad spike through a 2x4. I mean, she even said to her friend, he wants it every day. I don't understand this. This is unbelievable. You know, and that's the way I was. And literally, if you eat a lot of protein, a lot of meat, and just eat that shit all the time, your cock is like a fucking infant holding an apple.
It was the protein that did it for you.
Oh, what was it?
The loss of weight. Having a lot of weight in the abdomen will lead to erectile dysfunction. Oh. Also, when you're 40 pounds lighter, you feel sexier. So it'll be the same thing if you got a new hairpiece or you got a new, you know, if you dress up, you're going to feel desirable. So anytime you, it could be gain weight too. Anytime you change your body and you feel like you've changed your body, that's going to increase your sex drive. Because it's mostly
well,
in the head.
The other thing was stamina.
Yeah.
The eating of protein seemed to increase my stamina.
What stamina?
So I was pumping away for like a good 30 minutes.
Before you would
And I'd have to go, you know what, honey, I got to stop.
Cream
my
your jeans?
My back is fucking killing me.
You'd have to stop before you had
stop.
Orgasm?
Oh, yeah.
Because
I'd be
one
going
good way to
forever.
Testosterone is olive oil or peanut butter.
I'd
really
nice.
Good for that.
Going. Oh, yeah, a lot of olive oil.
Yeah.
Before practice nights, I was eating shrimp and broccoli cooked in a wok every practice night. Yeah. And my cock was like an infant's arm holding an apple.
You mean during practice?
Yeah. How do you think I was playing drums, asshole?
That's kinky.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
hot,
the snare,
man.
The snare rim shots were my cock
that's
every
hot.
Time.
Technically, that's a snare rim job.
Yeah, exactly. Tom's right.
All right, so then I had hot wax dripped on me. I didn't like it at all, and that was it for me as far as kinky. How about you, John?
But you've never held down a girl a little bit, done power exchange, where she wants you to put your hands around her throat or maybe hold her hair or hold her hands behind her back?
No throat, done the hair thing.
The little who's your daddy sort of, that's whose ass is this kind of attitude. That's kinky. That's power exchange.
Power exchange.
That's what that's called, power exchange.
I have never found a woman like that.
Yeah, you know, common as water. I guess we're shopping in different markets.
Now, Scott, on the other hand, when Scott and I did it, because remember in the last podcast, he said when we were fucking during heavy metal.
Right.
That was what.
And you were
pulling
when I my
grabbed
hair?
His hair.
Yeah.
Wait
that
a minute.
Was hot.
His armpit hair.
Right.
Because he has none on his head.
Back hair. When I grab a handful
when I
of
grab
back hair.
Back hair. Yeah.
Strap right, in.
So
yeah,
let's let,
baby.
We're going to turn the show over now.
I quit you.
To Professor Tom. He's going to either give us a quiz or do
Are
something else.
Are we
going to
make
else.
It quick? We're running out of time.
In.
We're running out of time.
Uh-oh. Well, then in that case, I'll do, I got this, fun places to have sex besides your bed.
All right.
So
then.
Maybe you're not kinky. Maybe you've done this. You ever done it standing in the shower or leaning against the wall or sitting in the tub?
Yes.
Yes. So 100% on that one.
100%.
How about a comfortable office or kitchen chair?
Yes.
Yes.
Kitchen counter?
Yes.
No. No, we have one no and one yes. Now, why no?
I just, I'm short. I'm really short.
Oh, okay.
Pull a chair over.
Actually, it's a good angle for the G-spot.
There you go.
Nice.
But I'm still too short.
How about a pool table?
No, never had one, so I didn't have the opportunity. How about you, Scott? You had one at the 2T2.
Under the pool table. Does that count?
That'll work.
All right, then.
How about a public bathroom?
No.
Yes. No. Yes. Yes.
Mile
High Club.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Are either of you members of the Mile High Club?
No.
No.
No. Spa.
Yeah. Yes.
No.
No.
Really? Never in a hot tub, a spa?
Negative.
Oh, in a hot tub,
same
yeah.
Thing. Same thing, spa, negative. Hot tub.
Okay, yeah.
Hot tub, I think
yeah.
It's the same
yes.
Thing.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Apparently,
yes.
Arnold's also done it in a hot tub. Football or soccer field?
Yes.
Yes. Which one?
Golden State Community College 50
nice.
Yard line.
Nice. Damn.
I have to count this as a technical. It was a track.
Yes.
So a sports
yes.
Area. But,
yes. Yes.
It was
yes.
Outdoors.
Affirmative.
Middle of a track.
All right.
I'm a runner.
No
not
deal.
A, not a football player.
No.
I wasn't either.
Now, this is rather specific from the website I got this from. Cliff overlooking the beach at sunset.
No.
Now, in
no.
Illinois, really? Who would have thought?
Actually, though.
The beautiful cliffs of Chicago.
No, I've done it on the, what is it called? McDonald Mountain? Is that it? In Arizona? With the lovely wife and saw a plane flying over?
I had a girlfriend when I was about 18 and outdoors.
Wait a minute. Maybe I should
thing.
Say that. Not the lovely wife. Some guy.
Some dude. It was Scott.
It was Heath Scott.
Ledger. It was Heath Ledger.
I gave it to, I said, Scott.
Who is your daddy?
Yeah, that's what I said.
How about a closet?
Not a closet, but a storage facility.
That counts. Was it claustrophobic? That's the idea they're going
it's
for.
It's kind of nice, yeah.
Okay. Car?
Yes.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. Every time.
And then for some reason yeah. They listed jacuzzi separately, so I guess they didn't intend hot tub to be. What the hell's
yes.
A spa?
What's
yes.
A spa there, John?
Yes.
The fuck's
yes.
A spa if it's not
know.
A hot tub?
Yes. It's not a hot tub.
Must be a girl thing. Maybe they know. A pool.
Yes. For me?
Did you have
yes.
Luck with the pool? Because I had no luck
yes.
With the pool.
Yeah, I did.
Yes.
I found
but
that
it's
the,
weird. It's kind of like does like this squeaky kind of...
Yeah, that was what was driving me nuts. The lubrication wasn't working naturally. Did you try the pool?
Never tried.
I didn't like the pool.
I worked the pool, worked it, couldn't get where I wanted to go.
That's my problem I had, was it the nature and the pool were not cooperating. On a raft or small boat?
No.
Oh, I love that.
No,
but
on a cruise, a big boat.
Okay, technical. We were out on a lake about 10 p.m., middle of nowhere, so it is pitch black.
Nice.
The bats are swooping around.
Stars?
Tons of stars.
Nice.
Well, one small problem, a lot
yes.
Of bugs. So you're going to end up with some nibbles on the ass.
No,
right.
Thank you.
I recommend bringing a mosquito net if I ever do it again.
Oh, I know. I've done the thing where it's raining under a really thick canopy of trees,
yeah.
But the mosquitoes bite my fucking A.
Yep, you got to bring a mosquito net. On a balcony, preferably four stories or higher.
No.
Anybody?
Rick
yes.
Has.
Well, see,
yes.
I was in New Orleans for
actually,
Mardi Gras when everybody
yeah.
Gets laid on the
Rick
balcony.
Rick did it on the balcony in,
NOLA.
What was the name of it? The name of the place. I want to say Place des Armes, but I don't think that's it.
Place des Armes? That is a hotel in the French Quarter.
Yeah, I don't think it was
it's
right
that
on St.
Anne, I believe.
But, and even made the face for us. He went, like that.
He showed you his own face.
Yeah,
that's
I was
sweet.
Like, thank you. That was... I like that.
And the last one they have
wrong.
On fun places to have sex besides your bed, I kind of covered, is in nature. Find a nice secluded place and lay out a blanket. A flowing river or stream really sets the mood. I find a naked girl helps set the mood. They like a stream.
Yeah, under a tree in the backyard of my grandma's house.
That's hot.
Yeah, it was
right
hot.
Out of Margaret and Oakwood?
No, Jeanette and Walnut.
Oh, right,
wrong.
Right.
Wrong
corner.
Wrong.
I had the wrong corner.
Affirmative.
Which was
yes.
Your favorite of those?
Yes, yes.
It was
you could
terrible.
Do it again. Would you do outdoors? Would you do the boat? Would you do the?
Actually, I found that all the stuff I've done with my wife is very awesome. I found myself when masturbating in the shower that I think of that stuff more often than I do any of the older. Maybe because I'm just older now and I can't remember all that older shit. But yeah. It's the current wife Not as you, opposed to the old wife.
I'm sorry, what was
which
the question?
Of those? So we went through a bunch
yeah,
of scenarios.
Yeah, let's hear Scott.
Right? We heard canoe, we heard pool, we heard pool table. We had. Yes. If you had to pick a favorite of those that you've done, which would be your favorite?
My favorite of all time would have to be something we didn't even cover.
What's fuck
that?
Me. Fuck
it was
me.
At my cousin's wedding in
fuck
the...
Me.
During the wedding reception in the some storage locker.
Oh, come on, Scott.
Don't fucking bullshit me.
Yeah, it was with your my wife.
No wonder my kids have blonde hair.
No doubt.
I don't have blonde hair.
I don't have any hair.
But you used to have blonde hair, didn't you?
I did.
They look kind of like you.
Well, all right then.
I work alone.
That's right, I work alone.
Did you guys listen to State of the Union?
I'm sorry?
Unfortunately, I heard a little bit of it.
I lied.
I was going to edit out the applause, so it'd be like 6 minutes long. And put
of
it
what?
On, of the State of the Union. One thing that really annoys me is these
standing ovations.
Jackass standing. They're applauding almost like they're kissing our asses
for this
public.
Fucking chimp.
Well, even no, they even did it for Reagan, for Clinton, for you know, they just stand. So it's pandering is what it is, you know, and it drives me insane. So I thought I'll edit out all the applause and then release it as a podcast.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the audio that I had, if you have good audio of it, send me a link. Kinky at kinkysexradio.com. And because I'd love to do it again, but my audio got the artifacts and such, because constants. My computer ate it up or something. My dog chewed it up. Who knows? My fellow Americans. Man, that guy. What drives me nuts is America, Yerp, like
yeah.
Hunky broadcasts out of Yerp, and Kurge.
Hey, man.
Yeah, Scott's mic's off.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Come on, man. Cut me off.
I
make a comment about your wife and you cut me off?
I hit the cough button for myself. And I'm like, God, I can still hear myself coughing. It was your button. Sorry, dude. I'm sorry.
That's not funny. I'm not laughing. It's
hey, let's take it on the next. Let's take a break.
Roll
you mean
the
heavy
metal
episode?
Yeah, let's take it to the heavy metal episode, and we'll talk about the W.
The W
and the State of the Union.
America.
We'll be right back. That was part two. Now stay tuned for
part three. Part three.
Just one last click away.
At Total Talk Nonsense with Sean and Scott.